Hey, this is Nathan Jenkins from Loon Mountain Ministry, and I want to thank you for checking out our podcast today. We welcome you to join us, the trees, the rocks, and all of creation, as we worship our great God. Enjoy the message.
In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, and God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. God saw that the light was good. God called the dry ground land, and gathered the waters he called seas. And God saw that it was good. The land produced vegetation, plants bearing seed according to their kind, and trees bearing fruit with seed in it according to their kind. And God saw that it was good. God made two great lights, the greater light to govern the day, and the lesser light to govern the night. He also made the stars, and God saw that it was good. So God created the great creatures of the sea, and every living thing which is in the water, teems and moves about in it, according to their kind, and every winged bird, according to their kind. According to their kinds, and all the creatures that moved along the ground according to their kinds. And God saw that it was good. And God created human beings in his own image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them. God then blessed them and said, "Be fruitful and multiply. Fill the earth and govern it. Reign over the fish of the sea, the birds in the sky, and all the animals that scurry along the ground." Then God looked over all the enemy and saw that it was very good. May the Lord add his blessing to the reading of his holy word. Amen.
Amen. You may be seated. A real delight for us is to have a real friend of N.H. Scott and these games and festival. Charlie Zahm is going to sing for us. And I appreciate it. If you've not seen his new presentation, you want to do that. But he's got a great song for us that's going to lead into the message. So right after Charlie's through, the next voice you'll hear will be Reverend Marcus Corey. He's the chaplain here at Loon Mountain. They have service here every Sunday morning on the top of the hill, except today. Today we're blessed to have them with us as well. And so give your attention to this song and the message that will follow.
Why shall my heart be sad? the Lord is King. Let heavens ring, God reigns, let the earth be glad. This is my Father's word. He shines in all that's fair. In her rustling grass, I hear him pass. He speaks to me everywhere. In the rustling grass, I hear him pass. He speaks to me everywhere. He speaks to me everywhere.
Charlie, thank you, brother. Is that beautiful? So beautiful. I am gonna break script here. I'm gonna do something they don't know I'm gonna do. Can you guys please stand? As you witnessed, Charlie's been given a gift. Amen. And as you witnessed, we are thankful that he shares that gift. Charlie doesn't know I was going to do this, but he shares. How many shows do you do a year, Charlie? A lot? 200 maybe? 150? Between 150 and 200. That's a gift shared. And though he has a beautiful voice, a big smile, if you've ever been by his tent, he sings all weekend. He greets everyone that comes to the tent. He gives a big hug, you know? And though that looks glamorous, and it is, has its moments, it gets hard sometimes to have that gift, doesn't it, brother? So I want you guys all extend your hand. I want to share your gift. Extend a hand towards Charlie. God, this is a gifted man, and that gift comes from you. And now, God, we all stand, all agreeing that we are thankful for the gift that comes from you. But we ask that you would bless Charlie, God, that he would know that this gift is from you and that he does not have to be anything that we want him to be. That he can continue to be exactly who you made him to be. You love him, we love him, and we are so grateful for his gift. Give him strength as he continues to perform night after night after night and blessing many around the globe. We love you, God, and you love Charlie. We are just agreeing at this gift that we get to witness. In your name we pray, amen. Amen. You may be seated. I love that, because he shares his gift with so many, and I want you to know you have a gift. You just prayed in unison for a brother. That's a beautiful gift. Music's incredible, but as I hang out in God's word, there's no greater gift than prayer. Because everyone can do it. Everyone can do it. Well, welcome to the games, as Bishop Burnham said. My name is Marcus. Welcome to Loon Mountain. I get to be a part of this beautiful, the rest of these musicians are all from Loon Mountain Ministry. And we're deeming them the Loon Mountaineers. Really beautiful, huh? Super fun. Yeah. And up on top of the mountain, we have a saying, and I'd like to say it to you guys. We have a blessing that I'd like to say to you guys. And it goes really well with Charlie's song. We like to say that this is God's living room. And you are welcome here. No matter where you're at in your relationship with God, you are welcome here. You call God Father, you are welcome. You call God friend, you are welcome here. Amen. You know what? I want to be honest, right? I'm paid to study the Bible and do these things on Sunday mornings, but there are times where I'm struggling with doubt and I call God fake. If you're struggling with doubt and you call God fake, you are welcome here. Amen. There are other times I get frustrated with my Heavenly Father. I go to put the dukes up. I want to go at it. And if that's you today, and you call God foe, you are welcome here. Amen. You are welcome in God's living room. We hope that you feel his love. Well, you read the scripture this morning from the beginning, right from the beginning of Genesis chapter 1. And we are here because of this really cool word that we all love. Right at the top of your bulletin, it says it in the front. Games. We love the word games. We all love games. Games bring us together. In town, I'm a local here. In town, you are all just known as the games. The games are in town. Will you be in town for the games? We love the word the games. When I was a kid, I had this awkward moment when I went from Christian school, then to homeschool, and I went out into the world in seventh grade and sixth grade into this thing called the public school. And I wanted to desperately fit in, and so I threw a birthday party at my house, where to my surprise and amazement, my creative father had us play a game. And at first, my middle school friends came around, and that's about the age where you think you're too cool. And when the local minister, yes, my father, says that he has a game, a lot of my friends rolled their eyes. Probably gonna be some Bible verse game. But he began to describe the game, and boy, did he get their attention. He said, boys, in my backwoods, in a backwoods of about 5 acres, in our backwoods, I have stapled pieces of paper to different trees. Now, the sun was going down and it was getting dark. He said, it's going to be dark when I release you. A couple things. The person who gathers the most, will get a prize. I have a $25 gift certificate to the local pizza place. That got some people some attention. Then he pulled out a pack of soda, a big thing of candy, and a couple movie tickets to the local movie theater. And he said, there's a couple pieces of paper out there with little stars on them. If you find one star, this is your prize. He said, this here, I got a fresh $50 bill. If you find a piece of paper out there with two stars, this $50 bill is yours. Do you think that he had my friend's attention now? Do you think they wanted to play the local pastor's game now? For my father had hidden good things in our backwoods, and my friends were excited to play. It was so much fun. I've had so much fun that I actually did it with my kids here in town, and it was a blast to watch these kids go. I forgot to call my neighbors. So we did get a phone call saying, there's children running in the woods making, oh, whoops, sorry, we're doing a game. It's okay. Thanks for calling us and not the police. Well, I find that the Bible is a lot like my wife. If it wants to get my attention, if it wants me to get it right, it repeats itself. And the more it repeats itself, the more it really wants your attention. Well, folks, in Genesis chapter 1, it says good 6 times. And when it says it the seventh time, it says very good. And the original word for good is tov. So there are 6 times it says tov. And the seventh time, it says tov, tov. It does. That very good translated is actually incorrect. Your scripture reading today should have said, good, good. Good, good. I love that Charlie sang that song. This is our Father's world. And our Father loves to play good games with his children. Did you see after each thing he created and God stepped back and take a look at it and said, it is good. It is good. But then he got down to the bottom and he said, it was good, good. What had God just made when he said it was good, good? You and me, us. See, human race is the good, good of God. And there's a lot of things that will tell us that we're not. You watch the media, we don't really look like the good, good of God. You watch social media, we don't look like the good, good of God. But that is a lie. Genesis chapter 1 says that God created human beings in his own image. And that is why we're good. Because we bear the image of a good, good father. A good father. What I love about God, it's not in this translation, but if you look, there's a couple verses in there in Genesis chapter 1. God is a triune God. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. And you know what's interesting, if you look down through Genesis chapter 1, God made this, and God made that, and God made this, and God made that. But when it came to humanity, God all of a sudden used a plural. He said, let us make humankind in our own image. So, this is how you and I are like God, a good God. We are relational. God is a relational God. Do not let the world tell you that he is a distant and do not care about you God. God is a relational God. Right. And he says right at the beginning of the book, let us make humankind in our own image because we are relational and you are relational. God made us in the image of God, which is very different than the rest of creation. The rest of creation is absolutely beautiful. A new church on top of Loon Mountain. That's our church. God made those stained glass windows in our church a long time ago. It's beautiful. But all of creation is not like you and me. Because we were created in the image of God, and this is how it is. One relational. But this is it. God created us to be creative. He said, be fruitful and multiply. There is nothing more like being God than we are creative. When you build something, you know what's incredible? We bless the barrens. There is nothing more than being like God when you bring life into the world. Isn't that a beautiful thing if you have the blessing? If you've had the blessing to be in a delivery room, it is a beautiful thing. My mom delivered babies in Franklin County, Maine, the Franklin Memorial Hospital for 44 years, and she said it never got old. Welcoming new life. We're no more ever like God than when we make new life or creative. The other thing, when we conduct, you and I were made to be conductors, like the conductor of a band or conductor of an orchestra. You and I wrote this down, like in C.S. Lewis, in the Chronicles of Narnia, Aslan is representing God, and what is he doing when he makes new creation? Singing. Aslan sings and new creation comes. Song is so beautiful. You and I are to be conductors. And you know what we are to be conductors of? We are to call the good out in creation. Just like a conductor said, and now it's time for the fiddle, and now it's time for the pipes, and now it's time for the flute, and now it's time for the guitar, and the conductor goes like this, and it calls forth good music out of these things. You and I are conductors of creation, and we are to call good out of creation. Marcus, you, is your social media account calling good out of creation? Is your conversations with one another calling good out of creation? Do we call good out of creation? Here's how we were created in the image of God. You and I were given a mind to know God. That's what sets us apart from the rest of creation. You and I were given a mind to know God, a will to choose God, and a heart to love God. That's what humanity was given. Free will, free choice. You're not a robot. You were given a mind to know God, a will to choose God, and the greatest of these, a heart to love God. Amen. Back to the game good. Back to our God, our Father, who's playing the game good. God has hidden so many good things in this world, and you and I are to play the greatest game. You ready for this? Hide and good seek. I hope you remember that. Hide and good seek. Jesus says it like this in Luke chapter 11. He says, I tell you, keep asking, you will receive. Keep seeking, and you will find. Keep knocking, and the door will be opened unto you. For everyone who asks receives. Whoever seeks finds, and anyone who knocks, the door will be open to you. So I have a question for you. Is your game of life, has your game of life been redeemed? Has the purpose of your life been redeemed? Have you given your faith, hope, and love to a good Father through Jesus Christ, faith in Jesus Christ? So that you become a good miner, a good farmer, a good explorer, a good mother, a good father, a good musician, a good worker, a good son and a daughter of the Most High King. And if you've given your faith and love to Jesus Christ and you are bought into the good father game, are you living in a way that gets your neighbors and your spouse and your kids to want to join the good game with you? Just like my buddies there in the driveway of my house, when they heard the old fuddy-duddy local pastor say he's gonna have a game, they all rolled their eyes. They thought they knew this church game. All of your neighbors, everyone in this United States thinks they know the church game. And when you talk about it, they roll their eyes. But if you and I live in a way that is playing hide and good seek because we know a good father and we know the truth that he has hidden goodness in his world and we're out there trying to explore it and find it and conduct it and call it out, who wouldn't want to join that game? But maybe that's not you. Maybe you haven't given your life to Christ. Maybe you haven't joined the good father in the good seeking game. Maybe you have bought into one of the tricks of the evil one. I like to call him a two-trick pony. He's just a two-trick pony. He's got two tricks. The first trick is he wants all of us to believe that God is not real. No way God is real. But my guess is that most of you sitting here today have kind of moved past that trick. But maybe you stumble on the next one, because I definitely stumble on both of these. But this next one is difficult. If the enemy cannot get you to believe that God is not real, like for instance, he couldn't convince Adam and Eve that God wasn't real. God literally walked and talked with them in the garden, so that was a little difficult. But what do you go for? God isn't good. He's only got two tricks, folks. Maybe you're believing that lie that God isn't good. Are your circumstances causing you to believe that God isn't good? Is your intellect causing you to believe that God isn't good? What is it that's causing you to believe that God isn't good? You know what's so beautiful about our good Father? Is he knew that people like me and people like you would believe that God is not real or that God is not good. And so Jesus came and won the greatest game ever played.
That's right.
For when he gave his life on the cross, this is what he said about the game. It is finished.
Amen.
And the greatest game ever played was won. So that you and I, by faith, through Christ, it is his gift, it's just ours to receive it, that you and I can join all humanity that cries out in faith in the greatest game, the good game. To play the game, God said, whoever believes in his heart, calls out and confesses with their mouth, you can be saved. I love the beginning of the Bible. It did not start out with shame. You should go to church more. You should read your Bible more. You should have been nice to that old lady that was crossing the road and you were late for work and you did not stop. The first chapter of the Bible says, God is good. And he created you good. I hope that you are joining God in the good game. A little bit later after we're done, there's going to be folks down front here from our church. If that's something that, hey, listen, I could use some prayer. I really want to put my faith, hope, and love in God. I want to join this good game. Or maybe you're like, hey, man, I used to play that game a long time ago. I see the goodness of God everywhere, and I have not seen the goodness of God in a long time because of cancer, because of divorce, because of intellect, because of tough circumstances. That might be you. If we can pray with you, if we can talk to you, we would love to have you join us. God is good. Amen?
Amen?
And he desires for you and for me to be playing hide and good seek. It's pretty easy at the Highland Games, is it not?
Amen.
I hope you get out there I hope you find a good dance to watch, a good fiddle to listen to, a good harp to listen to, a good athlete to cheer on, a good drink to try, a good meal to have, and I hope that you share it because you're acting like God when you're enjoying things together in a good, good world. Amen.
Thanks for listening. We here at Loon Mountain Ministry are committed to loving God, serving community, and enjoying mountains. We want to thank you for being a part of our collective high five this week as we seek to be a light in the White Mountains and all around the world. Please feel free to reach out to us at info@loonmtnministry.com so we can get more connected. See you guys.